It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings and welcome to a very, very special show. I've been excited for today to come, and finally, it's here, Friday the 13th. And we've got Dolly Parton on Border Crossings. Yes, the Dolly Parton. Not many singers and actresses and songwriters in their career can claim their own amusement park. And also, not only that, she's also got a charity that she's created, the Dolly Parton Foundation, and a library called the Imagination Library for kids all across the country here in the United States, donating over 100 million books to kids in need of books. We are so honored to have with us today Dolly Parton. So get ready for a very special Border Crossings featuring Dolly Parton coming up.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's
Hi, this is Larry London. We have a very special Border Crossings today. It's not often that you get to talk to a true music icon. We are talking today with someone who is truly a pleasure, truly one of America's greatest gifts to the world. We welcome Dolly Parton to the Voice of America.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm out excited about a new project I have called I Believe in You. It's my first children's album.
It's not only your first children's album, it's your 44th album. So, Wow, that's, looking back, that's an awful lot of music you've been putting out over the years. 50 years, I think, is how many years.
I think so. I did my first album 50 years ago, and someone told me that. Doesn't seem like it. But that was an album called Hello, I'm Dolly, and Hello, I'm Still Dolly. And now I've got a children's album. I've loved children's songs for years. I've been writing all these years for my nieces and nephews and other people's children, writing songs for the Imagination Library and the books that we give away. And so I've accumulated all these songs, and it just seemed like the right time to do it when I found out that we were just about to give away our 100 millionth book. Wow. To children in the next month or so. So it just seemed like a good time to put that out.
Now, of course, the question would be, why a children's book? or a children's album, rather, because you've done so much for kids around the world, including the Imagination Library, which you're donating the money from the proceeds of the album, aren't you?
Yes, every dime from this album goes to the Imagination Library to put more books in the hands of more children. But it just, we had a lot of success with the Coat of Many Colors movies, the Christmas of Many Colors and the Coat of Many Colors, and we gained a lot of new little children fans there. So when I was just thinking what I wanted to do next, that just seemed to be the perfect thing to do and the perfect time. And timing's everything, but this just seemed to be a good time of year for it, too, during the holidays. And it just seemed to be a good time to put this children's album out.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together. She sewed every stitch with love and made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. And though we had no money, I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I couldn't wait to wear it as she blessed it with a kiss. So, with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes and my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the children laughing and making fun of me in my coat of many colors that my mama made for me. And I didn't understand it, for I felt that I was rich. And I told them of the love that Mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story Mama told me as she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their gold. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor if they choose to be. And though we had no money, I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors that Mama made for me. Through life, I've remained happy and good luck is on my side. I have everything that anyone could ever want from life. But nothing is as precious as my Mama's memory and my coat of many colors that Mama made for me.
Again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me.
for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes and my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me and my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Now, you grew up in a house with 12 kids. I mean, that's a lot of kids to have share room, share space.
Well, it is, but I have 8 children younger than me in our family. I have a sister, 2 brothers older. So we all grew up taking care of each other. So I certainly know how children are. I know how children think. And I wanted to write things that, you know, that would touch on the subjects that children need to hear about.
Yeah, and you're also, I guess, Miley Cyrus's godmother.
Yes, I am Miley Cyrus's godmother. I'm her fairy grandmother, godmother. But actually, I've loved her since she was little. I've known her since she was a tiny little baby. And she used to smile all the time. And so they called her, just like, oh, gonna smile for me? She's so smiling. She's smiling. So she got the name Miley from just smiling. Her name is not Miley at all, but she's mine and she's ours and she's a great one. We got to write and record a song together in her new album.
Right, right, right. And you made appearances on her show before. But, you know, I got to ask you, it's interesting that you're releasing the album on October 13th because that's Friday the 13th. Are you suspicious?
Oh, well, I didn't realize October 13th was a Friday.
I guess it is,
but that's good luck for me. I don't believe in bad things, so
no.
That'll have to be a good thing, I think.
Now, one other thing I wanted to ask you, you know, last year you toured for the first time in 25 years. Is there any possibility that you might consider touring again soon in the near future, or do we have to wait another 25 years?
Well, I don't think you'll have to wait 25 years, but it's probably not going to be happening anytime soon. I had done shows in, you know, odds and ends shows, but it had been the first time I'd done a tour, a long, long tour in 25 years, and that worked out really well. But now I've taken off to produce some movies to try to get a few other things going and try to figure out what I want to do musically. So it won't be anytime soon, certainly not this year, and I'm not sure about next year, but I will definitely sometime be back out on the road because I love the fans and I love the music.
And when you talk about movies, you've got a new movie with Jennifer Aniston, I think, coming out.
Well, actually, I'm not in the movie. But Jennifer is starring in the movie, and she's also producing it. But the story is about a little girl that was a big fan of mine, and she's a little overweight girl, and her mother, Jennifer Aniston, was a beauty queen of years back and still holds the beauty contest. And her daughter wants to be in the contest, and that's kind of a tricky thing, but she builds her confidence by listening through my songs and supposedly things I've said. So they asked me, since the story was kind of based on my music and me, if I would write some additional music, and the soundtrack will have a lot of my old songs in it and a few new ones that I've written, but I'm not actually in the movie.
Right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Pretty as an angel from the day that she was born. Skin as fair as lilies, hair as golden as the corn. They knew that she was special from the moment she first cried. She was a mountain angel certified. She was her mama's baby. She was her daddy's pride. Good at home, at church and school, at everything she tried. Everybody's darling, led a charmed and peaceful life. The perfect mountain angel till he arrived. And oh, she fell so deeply. Oh, she couldn't stop. She gave herself to him. So high and let her drop. She gave up everything for him that mattered in her life. All the others that had loved her, and she vowed to be his wife. She dreamed of bearing children in an ivy-covered house. The mountain angel sunshine turned to clouds. The wicked, handsome stranger left the way he came. Broke her heart and broke her mind. She never was the same. They say he was the devil that had come to steal her soul. She never loved another, it was told. They say she had a baby. Some say that it had died. They say it's just as well as it had been the devil's child. They say good conquers evil, but here evil won the prize. So the mountain angel took to the wild. And oh, oh, she couldn't take it. Years passed and she had long since lost her mind.
She tried to gather pieces of her life. They wouldn't fit beside the tiny grave deep in the woods is where she'd sit, talking to the child herself, to him who knew for sure. Possessed, they say, by Satan's insane lure. High atop the mountain, for years they say she's seen, looking down upon the town where she had once been queen. She'd sneak around the playground, watch the little children play. They'd see the crazy lady, then run away. They say she roamed these hills for years, wearing not a stitch. The lovely mountain angel now thought to be a witch. She made those wailing, mournful sounds that you could hear for miles, long after she'd laid down upon her baby's grave and died. And oh, her ghost is calling. She's wailing for the ones that she adored. Through spring and summer, fall, when snow is falling, her spirit roams these hills forevermore. The mountain angels' voices evermore.
But she named her dog Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she did. And I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult. But she says she's always been a fan of mine. And so I always take it as a compliment when people name their animals after me.
Yeah, well, I'll name my next kid after you. How's that?
That would be great. That would be great.
Because yeah. I love you, Dolly. You are loved around the world by so many people. And I know that you're going to be honoring Kenny Rogers coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, I am, and I'm looking so forward to that. That's kind of a bittersweet kind of thing, though. I would feel sadder myself, but I know that Kenny and I will always be friends, and I can always go over to his house and sing with him, or he can come to my house and we can sing at a barbecue or something. But he's actually pulling out of the business. He's retiring. So we're going to definitely be singing Islands in the Stream, probably Old Friends, You Can't Make Old Friends, and whatever else he wants me to do. We'll be telling some stories, I'm sure, and hopefully going out with a bang. But it's I love Kenny.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
What will I do when you're gone? Who's gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do? When somebody knocks at the door, someone new walks in, I will smile and shake their hands, but you can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was me and since way back when, but you can't make old friends.
How will I sing when you're gone? 'Cause it won't sound the same. We'll join in on those harmony parts when I call your name. You can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was you and me since way back when, but you can't.
St. Peter opens the gate,
and you come walking in.
I'll be there just waiting for you,
'cause you can't make old friends.
'Cause you can't make old friends.
And when I'm out on the stage all alone, I hear the music begin.
We all know the show must go on, but you can't make old friends.
No, no.
Together again,
'cause we both know
we'll still be old friends.
You can make old friends, not the way we always been.
The world loves you too, and so the question would be, how much longer do you want to keep doing this? Because this is hard work. You know, all these interviews and things and the tour you did and recording and the movies, you run Dollywood and you run your corporation. You've got so many things going on. You don't have to work that hard if you don't want to, but apparently
yes,
you do.
Yes, I do. I do, because like I say, I've dreamed myself into a corner. I wanted all these dreams to come true, and they have. So now I have to be responsible. So I've got to be out there promoting things or whatever, new things I want to do. And so I hope to always be working. The only way I would ever retire or pull back to a big degree would be if my health gave out or something, you know, if my husband needed me, if his health was not good or something. That'd be the only thing that would slow me up. Otherwise, I hope to just keep going till I fall over.
Yeah, well, we hope that doesn't happen for many, 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 many more years. Now, you did get married in '66, and you renewed your vows last year.
I did. Actually, it was a year and a half ago, I guess. So we've been together 53 years. We started dating, married 2 years after. So we did renew our vows. We got all dressed up, and I got a big old fancy, beautiful dress with my veil and all that. And Carl, oh, he looked so handsome. So I've got a wedding book. I didn't get to have all that at the first time. I did have a little white dress my mother made me, you know, and a little bouquet. But I wanted to always have that big, you know, that big wedding. So it was simple, small wedding at our home chapel, but it looked like it was big. The pictures are beautiful and big, and I loved it.
What, 53 years, what's the secret?
Well, we get along good. We both have a crazy sense of humor, so we laugh a lot. We're both in separate businesses. We don't try to, you know, get that. That's always like a no-no. Usually if you're in the same business, it doesn't last forever. Mm-hmm. A lot of times. Sometimes it does.
You two decided, but anyway, you didn't want to have kids? You just decided you didn't want to do that?
Well, we thought we would have kids when we first married. We didn't mm-hmm. try not to for years and years and years. Then there was a time that when I thought, well, now I really don't need to have a child just yet. So then we did the birth control thing, and then later we stopped that. Nothing ever happened. Mm-hmm. So I figured that it was not God's will for us to have kids, so everybody's kids could be mine. And now, with all this stuff going on, I think that's pretty much what happened. And I don't miss it. We have tons of kids, nieces, nephews, and grandnieces and nephews, and kids of my band and all our friends. So we're surrounded with kids.
You must have a wonderful house during the holidays. I'm sure there's a lot of people coming over visiting you guys.
Well, they do, and I've got it set up. It's kid-friendly. I have elevator in my big house, and in the bottom, in the basement floor, I have the elevator, the whole wall, mm-hmm. like it looks like a chimney. Mm-hmm. And so I come down from the top, and all my little nieces and nephews and my little friends are at the bottom. So I dress up like Santa Claus. I come down the elevator with my sack of toys, and some of them go up and help me like they're my little elves to bring down the presents. And so we have a lot of fun.
Now,
I'm a big kid myself.
When I mentioned on the air you were going to be joining us, I got a few questions sent in, and I want to ask those on behalf of the audience. One of them wrote it and said, you know, of course, of the 5,000 songs you've written, you've had so many hits, you know, Jolene and 9 to 5 and so many big, big hits. And one of them, of course, is I Will Always Love You, which you sang originally and Whitney Houston sang. I heard that you had refused Elvis. Elvis wanted to record that song.
Well, I didn't refuse Elvis. Elvis loved the song, and I was so excited that he was going to record it. And he had it worked up, and they had invited me down to the recording session. Then the night before they were recording, Colonel Tom Parker, his manager, had called and said, now, you know, we don't record anything with Elvis unless we get the publishing or half the publishing. And I'd already had a hit on it, and I published my own songs, and I always planned to leave my stuff to my family. So I said, I can't give you half of my most important copyright at that time. And he said, well, we can't record it. And I cried all night. And just for years, I thought how wonderful that would have sounded. Mm-hmm. But it was not Elvis. But I am glad now that I kept the copyright.
That's right.
I'll always dream about, you know, how Elvis would have sounded on it.
I will always love you.
hope life treats you kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love, and I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Now, we've got Dolly Parton with us on today's show, and she's sitting in a studio in, I guess it is Nashville right now. Here's another question from a listener. Somebody in the military wrote in and wanted to know what's left on Dolly's bucket list, because you have done everything.
No, I haven't done everything. I've got a lot of fun stuff I'd like to do. In fact, if this children's album does good, I'll probably do another one. I still would love to maybe put together a tour of children's songs and have some puppets and create some new big old, you know, outrageous looking fun things with great lighting and, you know, singing these songs.
Just like that little story that we've all read. This big old world is full of dreams.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
But I also would like to start a line of cosmetics, wigs, clothes. I've always wanted to do that. And I want to do more TV things. I want to do more music, of course. So I have a whole lot of stuff I want to do. I wake up with new dreams all the time.
You are just as beautiful today as you were when you started, Dolly. I don't know what the secret is or how you do it. If they put it in a bottle, I hope I can drink some of that because you are absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, I mean, this album is so exciting. I mean, I believe in you. I have two kids and, It's wonderful to be able to sing children's songs and to have somebody like you, Dolly Parton, singing these songs. And you wrote all the songs on the album.
Yes, I did. And I loved singing those songs. I loved writing them because I wanted to also write things that would be really good tools, teaching tools for kids. I addressed things like the bullying and using your imagination, being loyal with your friends and believing in yourself and knowing that you can try, you know, having your confidence. So I really tried to cover all the moods of children in the little I Am a Rainbow, using their moods and their feelings as colors. And so I really wanted to do something that was singable and fun and uplifting, and even wrote a couple of songs for sick children. I have one called Chemo Hero. My little niece Hannah had chemo when she was little. She's fine now. She's 29 years old, so she's definitely my chemo hero. But anyway, and the Brave Little Soldier goes along with other children having problems with divorce or whatever they may be going through.
Doctors, nurses, needles, pins, they've come to poke on me again. Seems like these treatments never end, but I'll be better soon. Sometimes these treatments make me mad, make my mom and daddy sad. Sometimes they make me feel so bad, but I'll be better soon. 'Cause I'm a chemo hero, yeah, yeah. That's a fact, yeah, yeah. I'm a chemo hero, yeah, yeah. I'm fighting back, yeah, 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 yeah. Sisters, brothers, cousins, friends, they're fighting with me till the end. It's a battle we know we can win. Makes them heroes too. We're chemo heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
We're helping out.
Yeah, yeah.
We're chemo heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what love's about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody
yeah,
shout.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Bad lots of scarves and hats to wear.
I'll be my hero.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But you know, old Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear, and Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Chemo hero.
He was a chemo hero. That's right.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm a chemo hero.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I'm a brave little soldier. I must be bold and strong. I'm a brave little soldier, and I must carry on. I'm a brave little soldier, a brave little soldier. Ba-da-rum, bum, bum, ba-da-rum, bum, bum, ba-da-rum, bum, 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 bum. I am a brave little soldier. I won't accept defeat. I am a brave little soldier. I will not miss a beat. 'Cause I'm a brave little soldier. A brave little soldier. Ba-da-rum, bum, bum, ba-da-rum, bum, bum, ba-da-rum, bum, 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 bum. Marching, marching, marching ever onward to the light. And I will fear no evil. I know I will win this fight. Faith will be my armor, and love my sword and shield. I will defeat this enemy. I will, I will, I will. 'Cause I'm a brave little soldier. The battle must be won. I am a brave little soldier. When all is said and done, I am a brave little soldier, a brave little soldier. Ba-da-rum, bum, bum, ba-da-rum, bum, bum, ba-da-rum, bum, 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 bum.
Brave little soldier.
Yes, you are a brave little soldier.
Brave little soldier.
I know what you are. And I know at times you think you're the only one that feels this bad or this sad. But you're not. 'Cause everybody has bad times. But you're gonna bounce back. And you know why? 'Cause you're brave little soldiers. So you keep your chin up. When it gets rough, you just hang tough. You're made of good stuff. 'Cause you're brave little soldiers.
It's been fun, and all the money goes to put more books in the hands of more children, because the money all goes right back into the library.
Well, this is very exciting for you, a new chapter in your career, your illustrious career, 44th album, I Believe in You. It comes out October 13th. Dolly Parton, thank you so much for being on The Voice of America and
thank
for joining
you.
Us today.
Thanks for having me.
Wow, what a great show. What a memorable hour. And thank you so much, Dolly Parton, for joining us today on our program. And I want to thank Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our producer-director today, for putting the show together. And thank you for listening. It's such an honor and a thrill to be able to be here with you and to bring you interviews with all of these great stars. And today, we've got one of the biggest stars in all of music, Dolly Parton. So thank you, Dolly, for joining us on Border Crossings and making today such a special day. Have a great weekend. Border Crossings returns on Monday with more requests and dedications. My name's Larry London, and this is the VOA 1 Music Network.